March 2nd, 2007. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
was Train Run by Migu, and we started the show off with Train Sonic, an alternate version from John Coltrane. Something special this show, something I've never done before. I'm going to play a whole bunch of songs from an in-store Money Mark did a couple days ago, February 28th, at Fingerprints Record Store in Long Beach. Played a whole bunch of stuff from his new record. And in the second hour, I got a short little interview with him that he did right after. Well, a little before, a little after. But I'm not at Brother Matt's today. Brother Matt's been really busy, so I'm not at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. I'm right here in my pad in Pedro. But I wanted to get a show out because early Sunday morning I got to bail to France and Switzerland to do some Stooges press and gig. And I'm going to try to do a show on the spot with those guys there, Scotty and Steve. I know for sure he'll talk to me and stuff. Maybe some others. See how it goes. But I've never tried doing a show out of a little aluminum purse on tour. So that'll be an exploration for me. It's probably going to be kind of cold there. It's been a little cold here in Pedro, you know, in the 50s. For us, it's kind of cold. But hey, I pedal and I paddle that much harder. So without any further ado, let's go to Wednesday. Money Mark in Long Beach, doing an in-store at Fingerprints.
This feels like a living room. Cool. It's a barbecue out back. Okay.
This first song is called Color of Your Blues. It's the first song on the CD. I don't know if anyone's already familiar with CD. I had a whole day to listen to. It's not a song called Color of Your Blues. And when I wrote the song, it was about something going on in my life. But then it turned out a couple years later that when I play the song now, my motivation that I'm thinking about the whole city of New Orleans and all that stuff that went down there. John Wicks is our drummer tonight. And John grew up in New Orleans. And originally on the record, it's a guitar song, and I switched it to the piano just for that reason. So I was thinking about that whole vibe there. So.
Thank you.
appreciate that. This next song is called Pick Up Pieces. What's your name?
What's your name? Conrad.
Your name's Conrad? Cool. You like motorcycles?
You shaking his head.
You do?
I like motorcycles too.
You can dance, Conrad, if you want. Okay. Yeah, you guys can go for it.
Keyboards over there.
Yeah.
And DC Cooper on bass and Duck Walk. John Wicks on the drums.
Yeah.
Musical director. Brady Miller on guitar. And Claudia Canario on vocal. Otherwise known as Papa.
And this is Money Mark.
Right on. Yeah. Lots of familiar faces out there. This is like our backyard party. Oh, okay. This next song is It's not on the record, but it's a bonus track somewhere in the world that's associated with this record. It's called Sneaky People. And last night, I dedicated the song to George Bush, or to wherever. I'll just go and say that. To all the, this really dedicated to all the perpetrators in the world, so. Mm. It's almost a lesson. All right, this song is called Sneaky People. Thank you. Curry. Keyboard Repair record. Does anyone remember that right here? Okay. This is a song called From the Beginning to the End, and it's a certain rendition of it. So. I'm glad to see all the young people here. I mean, everybody here. Thank you. that's a 12 years old song. We're going to play a song off of the Push a Button record.
Yep. Well,
this song is for perpetrators from 10 years ago. This song's called Hand in Your Head, so a certain rendition of it. And I'm sorry I didn't bring my grand piano with me. It was going to fit through the door.
Not a union geek.
No, it's just, it wasn't in tune. I didn't feel like bringing it.
Yeah, a couple more. Okay, we're gonna do a couple more. Here's one should we play Spring Pain?
Yeah.
All right, this is an old song. This is actually the first song I ever put on a record. It's called Pretty Pain. It's the first song on Keyboard Repair record.
Let me tune up for 1 second here. I don't have perfect pitch like so many people in this band do.
We're going to do one more.
Spiders.
What's that?
Spiders.
I don't know that's wrong. It's Bruce Pax, right? Bruce Pax, huh? No, we can't do that. Oh, Isaac Ray.
Rockin'
and
Rain.
Rockin' and Rain. You guys know how to play Rockin' and Rain?
Yeah.
Tarkus.
Yeah. I didn't bring the B3 or the modular move. My fuzz strip. I have my fuzz strip in the car. I always carry it out.
Don't leave home without your fuzz strip.
Okay. Yeah, let's start with me. Thank you.
everybody. Thanks for having us a lot. We're blowing up tours and close to the ocean here. Take care of each other. Watch out for sneaky people.
All right, here's the songs he did. Color of Your Blues, Pick Up the Pieces, Summer Blues, Sneaky People, From the Beginning to the End, Hand in Your Head, Cry, Pretty Pain, Rockin' the Rain. Really good stuff. Good band he had too. John Wicks, great on the drums. Everybody played great. That young guy on the keyboards. Anyway, it's the end of the first hour of the March 2nd, 2007 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. March 2nd, 2007. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. And here's a little spiel me and Money Mark did right after he got done playing. I heard you on KCRW. Sounded good.
You got to hear Petra. Yeah. She didn't play violin. She just did her vocals. So she's a great singer.
But how many pracs? One?
One prac. Yep.
She's Sunday?
She can get it fast. No, Monday night before.
Damn.
Hours before. Yeah.
She gets shit fast. But too, with the Bloister Cult.
Ah.
Did you hear this?
No.
Yeah.
He played some badass organ on it.
Really?
Hey, when he says down in the valley, is that the lyric? What fucking valley are you talking about?
I know, Meltzer wrote it.
So,
home in the valley, home in the city. Home isn't pretty, home ain't no home for me.
Ain't no home for me.
So I said it to Charlie.
Right.
He thought I said love isn't pretty.
Oh. Hey, that would work. We tied the amp up on it with a string.
He did the spinner.
We did.
Because we didn't have a real Leslie.
Yeah, we did the mic stand, little frame, and hung the amp and spun it.
Did you get the, I flowed your little movie.
Yeah, I got the
movie. No, I gotta hear that.
Funny.
So sounds good.
You simulated the rotary?
Yeah, a little. I mean, slightly. I mean, it wasn't sturdy enough so I could really spin the hell out of it.
It was spinning.
Did you have like a little midget there just spinning it?
No,
no, I was in there spinning it.
He already recorded it and then played it back.
I'd wind it up.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I would wind it up and then when they're ready to record it, I'd start spinning the thing.
It was two boom stands and a guitar strap tied to a Fender Champ.
Yeah.
That's killing.
Tweet.
Did you get a picture of it?
Yeah, I got a movie.
Okay.
No sound, though. That's
it'll go on in the archives when I do my DVD. Dude, what's up with Pumpkinheads?
Pumpkinheads is fucking happening, but it's on hold, I guess, later.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's busy.
Okay, new record. What's it called?
The new record is called Brand New by Tomorrow.
Why?
Because there's several reasons. There's, like a few years ago, I was kind of reevaluating all the things that are around me in my life, and so I kind of deconstructed like everything around me, and then kind of put it all back together. So that's one of the reasons, like personal. But then the songs on the new record came from some EPs that I put out of sketches of songs. So I wrote these. I wrote like 30 songs, put them out on three different EPs. And then I took 11 of the, well, I took actually like 15 of those and reworked them. So I figure by tomorrow you can get something, and by tomorrow it can be something else.
Brand new.
You could be brand new. It's like it's a mental thing. Like you can like you things are your choice, right? You choose. So tomorrow you could choose happiness. You can choose to fuck up.
A world of possibility.
Yeah, but all you know, the why not choose you know, ones that are improve your vicinity and yourself. Right?
Affirmation.
Yeah.
So it's a up record, not a down record.
That's right. I mean, I think in perception is a down because it's like kind of mellow and slow,
yeah,
and slow tempos. But the idea of it is that you know, at every moment there's a choice to be made.
You know, what about influences?
Ah.
Do you like to give tribute?
Undoubtedly, there's like, not the Beatles necessarily, but John Lennon and Alan Toussaint and like song crafters. This record really is crafting a song,
yeah,
more
yeah.
than... more than volume, and more than like that high energy, and more than like the beats and the cool like keyboard sound or something. It's more about the, how the song is like the scaffold of the song is put together.
Serve the tune.
Yeah, so like I can do these tunes like just sitting with a guitar or piano and do the tune. It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a chord and a melody.
Yeah.
And which is like for me, it's an experiment, and you know, that's why it took so long to make this record, because I'm not really like I didn't have that whole like the whole school of songwriting, and now recently I just started getting into it. So.
Each track had a different band.
Each track started off with me on the original sketch. Each song had the sketch of the song was me playing all the instruments, just in my home, and I put those out on the EPs. And then when I came back, I replaced some of the parts with some folks that I thought like were gonna serve that song. A bass line from Carol Kay. She came in.
Wow.
I called her. She came in.
And Oceanside.
Threw it down hard in one take. And you know that's what distinguishes you know, musicians from that's what distinguishes musicians from like people. The pros, the real pros and the real veterans are out there doing stuff, doing their thing, and a lot of times just one take. And I know when I play with you, we totally improvise, we just go for it, and I've heard some of those recordings, those bootlegs that some of the kids send us, and you know, we just go out there, and it's not reckless, it's just because we have lots of knowledge behind this, just from doing it for so long. Carol Kay, can you imagine, she's 72 years old, and she just laid it down so fat on one take. Jim Keltner did the drums also. And also the thing about it is like those people were like at the end of the take they were like very humble about it, and then almost, you know, the humility shows like, did I do a good job? Was that what you wanted? Like, and then we would just all shake our heads in the room like, of course, that's what we want. We want you and then put your vibe on it. So Jim Keltner played drums and Danny Franklin played drums. And then I have Woody Jackson playing some guitar on some things, and he let me gracious enough to let me borrow his rare like Chamberlain keyboards, so that was cool. And Mario C. helped me finish it off at the very end, because I'm really good at broad strokes.
Yeah.
And Mario's really good at the details and getting the sounds right, and every moment he wants to just get it right. So I went to Rio de Janeiro to finish it off, mixed it there.
Wow.
And, you know, That's how it came out.
I like it.
Oh, thanks a lot,
dig
man.
Dig it big time.
Yeah, good.
Smooth.
Good. Thanks, thanks. The song Sneaky People didn't end up on the record, but it was in that group of songs that was... was in that group of songs that was going to be on the record, but didn't fit the vibe of the collection that was there.
Yeah.
I always just include that. It's a bonus track, actually, like on a download, iTunes. You can get that. If you buy the album, you get that song. Yeah, so I'm going to go on a tour now.
So. Yeah, I was going to ask. You going to tour it?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to get in that.
Get in the boat.
Now it's a sprinter, you know? Not the low. Well, actually, I'm doing Noise Pop this weekend.
San Francisco.
And that's a 15 passenger. That's in the condo. When we go cross country, I think we're going to use the higher, get the headroom there. Stand up a little bit, you know. Right? You know what that. Stand up. You get to stand up for a minute, you know.
You going to take it overseas?
And we do it there. Yeah, that's where we first got the sprinters, right?
Yeah.
That's where you first drove those.
That's right.
And then I got a van, and all I need is a simple, because the songs are like based on the song, I don't have to bring like tons of keyboards and all my pedals and all that stuff, because I'm really just trying to play the song. And a lot of times I'm just going to do like a one-off solo thing. So,
where'd you get that guitar?
Yeah, that guitar is a Stratotone. It's actually a Newport, and Stratotone licensed their guitars to Silvertone and Harmony.
Mark, thanks so much. That was awesome.
And I had gotten that guitar. A long time ago, actually. I just never busted it out. And then if you look around, you see like a guy like Rebo or you see these guys, Rakuter, and they all got them. They just don't bust them out. And then it fits in the overhead bin. That's what I like about it the best. You know,
easy flying.
Yeah, actually, Woody Jackson turned it on to me, and on one tour. Smokey Hormel.
Yeah.
Played it. Yeah. When he plays with Miho Hattori on all those Brazilian cuts.
Yeah.
He uses that guitar.
Wow. Little one.
Yeah, like and you got that little Asbury thing, right?
Yeah, with the rubber band string.
Rubber band string, yeah.
You have to put baby powder on them or your fingers to stick to them.
That's right. I had one of those, and unfortunately I left it somewhere because it's so small, you know.
Yeah.
You do that once over and
donate.
You don't see it very much, though. Anyway,
donate.
I hope someone's using that.
Jamming it up. It's not hanging on a pot shop wall.
Right. I got invited to do the to go to the forum and Fabulous Forum.
Yeah.
And see the Chili Peppers on that last tour, and Jack was in the audience, and they were gracious enough to, you know, pick out Jack from the audience, and he stood up, and it was a good thing. All right, you guys, the whole band's taking off now, so.
Yeah, is Jack playing?
Jack's doing some sessions every now and then. Yeah, I actually played a couple sessions with him recently. We recorded some stuff, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Some poppy kind of poppy stuff. And
good drummer.
And the thing with Chad, how'd that turn out? Like, finally got mixed and everything.
Yeah. Mm. Organ's righteous.
You're going to play that on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, right after the spiel.
The big 130. Wow. You're going to pop open some...
I sent it to the Bouchard brothers, original bass and drummer of the band of the Oyster Cult.
Wow.
And they dug it.
Oh, awesome.
And the first thing, Joe, the bass player, said, great keys.
Awesome. Nice. Great. Because Petro's background.
Yeah, yeah. And Petro. The Nell solo blew everyone away with a whisker.
Wow. Yeah, Nell's is on point. Well, we're the original Banyan.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
All those other people are add-ons.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't really be there at the moment. You know, but the overdub was okay. And it turned out okay, you know, with...
You did great. You added the human thing.
Well, when you do a session as a musician, you go in there and there's a little reservation about like what you're after. So you have a little trajectory, like this is what we're aiming for, and the first take might be a little reserved, but then
you went for it on the second one.
Yeah,
but the first one was a good pad.
That's what you go for. Take it, you ramp it up.
Right. But man, you just gave it some soul.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Yeah, much respect.
Well, we'll look out for another Los Pumpkinheads, right?
Yeah, right. Pretty soon. Pedro. Yeah, after you get some touring. This tour's coming up, what, April?
Yeah, I think the tour's in a little small thing. And then May is Europe.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And then Beastie Boys are finishing a record. Now.
What's that like? Is it different?
I'm just gonna crack
this
a little bit.
I'm not sure because I'm not in on the project from beginning to end this time.
Don't let any monsters in.
Okay. We don't want monsters. We got enough of those trying to run the show.
Yeah.
And they're not doing a very good job of it.
Maybe only 19 months left.
Oh my God. Yeah, man. I am. You know. It's not a business for me. Living in this place is there's a lot of soul searching going on right now. But music keeps me going.
Yeah, music's the righteous thing.
Right, it is. And any kid can just do it. You and I were the same, man. We were just doing it. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Not at all.
We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. And to a certain degree, we still don't.
No.
We're still trying to figure it out, right?
So. Yeah, reaching.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, much respect, man. All
right, thanks, man.
Brother.
Thanks. Okay. All right, peeps. Take care of each other, all right? Yeah. I'm out. Yeah.
so bad. Can't be too much of another man. Lines written upon the headmaster's board. He, she's not there to check the letter, which one's better, the one who went home to mama, or the one who has to stay behind, 'cause that's not kind. When the mama who stopped the rot could not be forgot, though on this planet she's not. There's enough to physically stray the clever one who knows already the answers to your questions, or the one who creates the vision from your very motion, very notion that you can't quite get with. Is it this child who poses the question, and the clever one just regurgitates? And I wonder, what's it all about? I wonder, what's it all about? It's truly not what has been marked by miss, but what is not quite right. That's the way the olders cannot perceive who is right, right, who is wrong. So long to achieve a goal.
That was won by Dottie. Before that, we had Taggin' by Position Normal. Before that was Burning for You by yours truly. Well, actually, it's a Blue Oyster Cult song I was asked by Jimbo to do for this compilation coming out called Guilt by Association. It's supposed to be Guilty Pleasures. Although me and D Boone was really into Blue Oyster Cult. I think dug more the earlier period. But, Richard Meltzer wrote the words here, and getting to play with the guys. There was Nels Klein on guitar, Chad Smith on drums, Money Mark Nasheed on organ. You could hear him talking about that in the spiel. We started the second hour with some talking about it, and he did a great job. And Petra did backup singing and violin, and Kira's brother Paul Rossler engineered it over at Giza X's studio up in Malibu called Satellite Park. Everybody played their hearts out in one take, kind of sitch, mainly. Especially with Chad, man, that was pretty intense. And Nels with the whisker. I get to play with Nels tomorrow in Hollywood. Me and my missing men are going to play before him at Safari Sam. First time for me at that club, which is interesting. I played Safari Sam, had a club, or Sam Lanny. Had a club called Safari Sam's in Orange County back in the 80s. Did a lot of gigs there. And so this will be the first time me playing his new pad up in Hollywood. And Nels will have his Nels Klein singers. On bass is Devin Hoff, a cat me and Kara got to play with in San Francisco. What was it, a week ago? Something like that. And, Devin Hoff's band, Good for Cows, just a bass and drum, stand-up bass and drum, and man, they were wild, they're great. That was a rough mix. Paul's doing some things before he hands it off to Jimbo, but it should be out in a month. On, I think, it's called Engine Room Recordings, which is a pretty cool name. Speaking of which, I was paddling this morning, yesterday morning. I pedaled this morning. God, I lose track of shit. But anyway, it was smooth seas, you know, first day of March in Cali. It was a little cold at first. Like I said, the mornings have been, had some chill, but still, nothing compared to what brothers and sisters in the rest of the country are going through, getting walloped with old man winter. Here's some culture shock.
I'm just a gigolo in America. Everybody's thinking me, I'm a lonely star. I'm just a gigolo in America. This is how I live my life, my lonely life. Gigolo. Sad song. Your son vista mia.
I just lost my
That was Chamino with Ravi Banjo. Punk Love before that with Constant Struggle. And we started with Gigolo Americana by Culture Shock. Yeah, the bass player from Culture Shock, Masa, wrote me. Masa Koyashi. And he told me about hurting his wrist playing bass. He has to wear a brace. I remember seeing him in Skopje, Macedonia, wearing a brace. I said, well, hey, man, when my hands started to hurt because of getting less younger, I went to the shorter scale bass. You know, if you're going to be in this for any period of time, you got to adjust with how things work out or don't work out so well. Watt from Pedro Show.
What is peace to the people? We work the land and I am more. To his land in a game that was played by a song. To a half of the hell, from the rest was called the lake. Take the hell.
That was Part Mongolian with Dig This. And before that, we had a band named Sissy with a song called 110 Degrees, and we started off that little chunk there with a cover of a Minuteman song by a band called Parts and Labor. That was... Hold on. Sorry about that. My sister Melinda called me. Anyway, yeah, King of the Hill, the Minutemen song covered by this band called Parts and Labor. Trippy take on that. And then I'm going to play you now a cover, a Sun Ra cover that I was part of. And Kim and Thurston too. But I think all three of us did it over the phone. I know I did. Over to Scotland, this cat named Shashil. I hope I pronounced that right. Sometimes over there with the Gaelic, you know, it's spelt one way and spoke another. So I hope I did that right. Anyway, I was very honored to be asked aboard for this thing. And he's got a new record called Future Pilot, a.k.a. I guess that means also known as. And here you go. Watt from Pedro Show.
About it. Do you want? Do you want?
was Astro Boy from Osaka Pop Star. Before that, we had Nuclear War by a Future Pilot, a.k.a. Pretty trippy collaboration there. Or you can be much overseas and still jam with somebody. Ain't that righteous? And they were playing the tune, you know, over the phone. I was hearing it on the receiver, and I just had to go for it, you know. And maybe they synced it up. You would think there'd be a delay, huh? So, whatever magic of digital move it aroundness you can do in Pro Tools and stuff like that. Or something I'm just learning, a digital performer. Yeah, I just got the drivers figured out so I can use it with my Pro Tools Digio 02 interface, because the Funanori thing in Miss Kaori are doing is with digital performer, because that's what she uses. So Watt has another learning curve ahead of him. It's similar, though. Little waveforms, you know, you move around after you play them in there. Kira's really good at working that stuff. She does it for a movie, television. Okay, it's end of the second hour of the March 2nd, 2007 Watt from Pedro show. Hang tight for hour three. March 2nd, 2007. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's part seven of Jack Flanders in the Ghost Islands.
Did he sink out of sight?
No, just up to his nose.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Why do I have to feel I'm being talked about?
I thought the captain set foot first.
No, the captain is always the last to leave.
So if you can't stand on the island, how can Bunny be there?
Well, when I talked to Rose, she said a couple of people have stepped on that island.
Yeah, but it may not have been that island.
But Rose said she hasn't seen any others, remember?
Yeah, well, we're assuming it's the same island that keeps reappearing.
Maybe it was more solid before.
She's got a point.
Well, if we ever see a fuzzy one again, let's jump him and get some answers.
How are you going to jump a spook?
Well, don't you have some gree-gree you can sprinkle on them?
What gree-gree are you talking about?
Well, what's the good of having a degree in gree-gree if you can't use it?
Oh, man. What degree in gree-gree? I don't practice voodoo.
But, Mojo, you do know about it.
I don't know enough to make a ghost solid enough so I can jump him.
What about holy water?
Holy water? Hey, we're not dealing with demons. I hope.
I bet there's a voodoo shop here.
In San Miguel?
We are in the Caribbean.
I think I did see a shop around here that sells smelly herbs and dried monkey paws.
Eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog.
Yeah.
Adder's fork and blind worm's sting.
Okay.
Lizard's leg and howlet's wing.
Dominique.
A charm of powerful trouble.
Dominique.
Like a hell broth boil and bubble.
I don't think we'll need all of that. Maybe just the frog toe and the lizard's leg will do.
I've seen that shot. But those fuzzy ones, they aren't hurting anybody. And you want me to dust them with something that just might make them not so nice?
Mojo, we have to do something. Bunny is missing.
And we have a pretty good idea where she's gone.
Why don't we go to the shop? We may find something.
No. It's best I go alone. I think I can talk their language. Pungent. Oh, yeah, they got some good stuff here.
Hello?
Oh, I didn't see you sitting over there.
Oh, you are the Yudu man.
You heard about me?
You're not what I thought.
I'm not what I thought either.
Joseph says you are funny.
You mean Joseph at the Pelican's Pouch?
Yes. And how can Madame Jamal assist you, Yudu man?
We got someone missing. A young girl. And we think she was either called or she followed one of the fuzzy ones to their island.
Mm. She can see the Lukanuna.
Oh, yeah. She's got the sight.
And you. You see them, too.
Well, I'm getting better at it.
There are now so few to see.
Why is that?
All things change. You wish to speak to them?
I'd like to get some answers.
Can you speak their tongue, Yuduman?
No, but you don't always have to.
I know.
Is there any way I can, shake it out of them?
That shake a lakanuna, I would like to see that.
I figured it wouldn't be easy. Is there any way to make them more solid?
There are ways to make what is there more there. I have something for you.
You got a nice little shop here.
Yes. It's a living.
Oh, man. I see you got a few love potions here.
Oh, yes. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate.
Woman needs a man, and man must have his mate.
Oh, that no one can deny.
The world will always welcome lovers.
As time goes by. Here. Is what you need, you Dumon.
Powder. Do I sprinkle this on him?
Oh, if you can get near. And here. Here's something more for you.
Root. For me?
For you. You chew.
And what's it do?
You will see.
What will I see?
You will see what you wish to see. Trust me.
What's in this? Fairy dust?
No, more like fuzzy dust.
Will it make them less fuzzy?
It may make them a little more sparkly.
Like fireflies?
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm off. I'm meeting Claudine.
Dominique.
Yes, Jack?
Don't tell her about this.
No?
No.
Okay. Salut.
Salut.
Ciao. Well, Mojo, shall we?
Yeah. Let's go do some fuzzy dusting. Whew. Man, it is hot.
And humid. There's a storm coming.
Are we going to keep standing here in the dark, hoping the fuzzy will come floating by?
You have a better idea?
Yeah. We could go to a bar and sit and watch out the window while we have a cold beer.
That is a better idea.
Hello, you do mind.
How you doing, Joseph?
I am good.
How about a couple of blue pelicans, huh?
Coming up, Captain Jack.
You know, after this, I think I'm going back to the boat.
You quitting?
Yeah.
What? Did you see that flash?
Yes.
This storm is coming in now.
On second thought, I'm not going back to the boat.
There go the lights.
Oh, wonderful.
Joseph, you got a generator?
No generator.
Wow, another bright one.
Hey, look. Did you see? There's a fuzzy.
Where?
Turn your head. Use the sides of your eyes.
I see it.
If we sit still, maybe it'll come in.
No, it looks like it's considering that possibility.
Well, if it does, let's buy it a beer. Man, I think that lightning even made that fuzzy hop.
Yeah, it's moving away. Come on, let's go after it.
Joseph, I'll catch you later.
No problem.
Rain's coming now.
There's a fuzzy up ahead. Come on.
How are we going to throw fuzzy dust in the rain?
I don't know. Just do it.
I'm getting all wet.
Give it to me. I'll do it.
Oh, I felt that flash.
Hey, Mojo, come on.
You can't throw dust in the rain.
But, hey, you're right.
What's the powder look like now?
Well, actually, it's not powder anymore. It's just a sticky, wet, gooky mess.
Let me see.
Look, a can shape it into a ball.
Oh. How's your pigeonhole?
What do you mean?
Well, that fuzzy's just hovering there.
Oh, you want me
to... You think you can hit it?
If I can get just a little closer...
Now, this is going to be interesting.
If I hit it, you think I'll put a hole in it?
I don't know.
What is this powder supposed to do, anyway?
Freeze them, or numb them.
Hey, what if I kill it? Won't exactly help our cause, will it?
Oh, well. There it goes, floating on up the stream.
Well. Let's go finish our beer.
Thank you.
just long to be a pilot. I just want. I just long to be a pilot. All I want. I just want to be a pilot. I just love you. I just want to be a pilot. All I love.
Some music from some bands from the land my ma's people came from, Italy. That was Pirate IB by Fresh Scum for Castagnato. Before that, we had the Great Zoo. Zoo, an intense band. I got to see them. Dose got to play with them sometime last year. And that was Montezuma. Not Montezuma, but Montezuma. Monte is like mountain, so it's like Zuzu Mountain, huh? And before that, we had GRMX by Cartavetro. I don't know what GRMX stands for, unless it was a word and they forgot something else. Before that, Rapina al Casalino by Squartet. Great band, a trio me and the second man got to play with back in May or June of 2005. Incredible guitarist. He's got a band called Neo, too. And we started the third hour off with part 7 of Jack Flanders in the Ghost Islands. So there's this jazz core scene in Italy. I don't know of all those bands I just played a part of it, but I'm pretty sure Zoo and Squartet are a component of that scene. I got to play is Alexander DeLarge. He sent me, well, I actually gave him to me in Milano when I played there in December. 12, 16 CDs worth of stuff from over there. So much respect to the Fratello Italianos, huh? For getting a very happening and fertile music scene going for themselves. Much respect. Anyway, some of it borders on the math rock kind of thing. And guess who's back in a band, kind of doing a math rock thing? Spartan Greg Norton. Yep, bass cat from Husker Du. He wrote me an email and said, "Hey, Watt, I got this going." So check it out. Watt from Pedro Show.
please. And if you ever wanted to hear a clock before, you couldn't do worse than Mr. Thurston Moore. Propped up against his imposing crap record collection, giving interviews on the bands that really didn't matter.
Thank you.
Starting us off there was Herman Z. German Cassette by the Gang Font featuring Interloper. That's the full name of the band. That's what Greg Norton told me to call it. So I don't really understand it. It's got some cap from the B Plus, the Bad Plus, I'm sorry, in it. And some other people in Minneapolis, St. Paul scene or something. But I'm so glad Greg Norton's out playing again. Much respect to the brother on the bass. Yeah. He's cool people. Always dug the Hooskers. God, me and D. Boone, we love them. We put out their first album, in fact. Our new Alliance label. After Greg's band, we heard Can the Man by the Bent Mustache. That's AJ, who's Jay Maskus' sound man. He's on tour right now, I think, opening for Sebado, who's doing a reunion tour. Mr. Lou, very busy. I think Dinosaur did a video with Matt Dillon. It was in Thurston's basement. Remember he was telling us about that a few weeks ago? What just happened? They got an album coming out. And I think a historical DVD or something. Retrospective. Speaking of old bands, here's a Cleveland band called Home and Garden, which was a side project started by Scott Krause, the Pere Ubu drummer, and bass player Tony Mamone. But Tony now lives in Brooklyn. So Scott still does it in Cleveland. And he's got his son singing. And doing an old Peter Laffler song, Life Stinks. Pere Ubu used to do that too. And isn't that intense when your boy's in the band? I'm into it. And finally we heard I'm From Massachusetts by Bender Mellon. I think that's a one-man band or something. Here, let's play some more stuff here. Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
watch out for the storm. Hot like an onion to keep yourself warm. Watch the barometer and study the phone. You've been warned. But if you never listen to a blind man's whim, you will never gain admission to the human twin. And your fusion will be fishing all over again. Picked up by the wind. Picked up by the wind. Take a look through the glass. What's out there is coming up fast. Be prepared for the blast, 'cause it won't last. Well, if you ever suspected that you have sinned, if you ever expected a lottery win, you will never get infected if you don't jump in. Picked up by the wind. 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 Picked up by the wind.
me on the floor to show signs too. I can turn it down if it is too loud, cause you're about to. It is too loud, cause you're about to come through my door, tackle me on the floor, cause you're showing signs too. I can turn it down if it is too loud, cause you're about to.
That was Molasses by Death to Anders. For that, When Worlds Collide by The Weeping Sores. Picked Up by the Wind by Hugh Cornwell. Hugh Cornwell, he used to be the singer of the Stranglers. I think it was his band that kicked him out. Or he quit or something. And we started off with the gentle charm of the Sovita. S-O-V-I-T-T-E, whatever that is. Henry Clay, people. It's the end of March 2nd, 2007 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Next one, I should be broadcasting from Switzerland. Keep your powder dry.